Dusky being undefeated, but I'm going to have to go with the hot team in Harbor Beach. I'm going to go. I agree with Mike. That's going to be a close game. I got Harbor Beach 26, Sandusky 21.
26-21, a 5-point victory in favor of Harbor Beach, according to Doug Cole, which leaves just now Paul P. Adams and Dave Hansen. And Mike and Paul P. Adams, very short and sweet here. And unfortunately, he's a little tied up right now. He's supposed to be here, but of course, scheduling and when you're trying to put a newspaper to bed does not go to plan. And he says, plain and simple, Harbor Beach wins by 8 points, 30-22. So both Mike Gallagher and Paul P. Adams saying Harbor Beach by 8 points. But Paul P. Adams is saying 30-22, an 8-point victory, 2 more points than Mike Gallagher, which leaves Mr. PJ himself tied for first with Paul P. Adams, Dave Hansen.
I tell you what, Clark, I've done a lot better and I've gone with my instinct. And I tell you tonight, Harbor Beach is the hot team. They finally played a pretty good defensive game last week. It's what I've been waiting for all season. It's not that I'm a big fan, but I'm going to pull my best Lee Corso and tell you not so fast.
Oh, okay.
This is the year of the Redskins, gentlemen. Sandusky is going to pull off the upset here on the road. And I don't know if you can call it an upset.
I was going to say, yeah, it's
7-0 says something to me, guys. So I've just taken the underclassmen. These young kids are hungry, and a lot of them are very not happy with what happened last year on that goal line stand. Give me Sandusky in a high-scoring affair because I don't think either team can stop each other. 36-30.
36-30, a 6-point victory in favor of the Sandusky Redskins, according to Dave Hansen. So our predictions are in for our experts, local experts, I should say. We have Paul P. Adams picking Harbor Beach 30-22, an 8-point victory for the Pirates. Doug Cole picking Harbor Beach by 5. 26-21. Mike Gallagher also picking Harbor Beach 28-20, an 8-point victory, according to Mr. Mike Gallagher. And Dave Hansen taking Sandusky 36-30, a 6-point victory for the Redskins to improve to 8-0 on the season. Now, Dave Hansen, let's take a look at other area games going on across the region. In 8-player football, in the NCTL Red Division, Morris is hosting Flint International. Morris 7-0, Flint International 0-7.
I think that says everything you need to know about that game. Morris,
I think so.
Morris in a landslide.
Mount Pleasant Sacred Heart at 4-2 travels all the way over to Lawrence, which is by Battle Creek, mind you. And that game is tonight at 7 p.m. Lawrence at 3-4, Mount Pleasant Sacred Heart 4-2.
Not quite as bad when you're in Mount Pleasant, but Lawrence has been surging as of late, but I think Mount Pleasant Sacred Heart just a little bit better. I think Mount Pleasant wins that one.
All in our final game, the NCTL Red Burton Madison at 1-5, hosting Genesee, who is 4-3.
At Burton Madison, it's another down year for them. Take Genesee on the road.
And that game is tomorrow, Saturday. In the NCTL White Division, CPS forfeits to New Haven Merritt as they have all season long. New Haven Merritt now at 4-4 on the season. Caseville on the road at 4-3, traveling to the land of the Catholics in Bay City. Bay City All Saints at 2-5.
Most likely neither of these teams slide into the playoffs. I'm actually going to go with the home team, the Bay City All Saints, in an upset.
Akron Veracruz with a squad now 1-2 on the season. They're home again, or they're at Owen Gage tonight at 3-4 on homecoming.
They've struggled to field a team this year, Clark. Take Owen Gage in that one.
And in the NCTL Blue Division, these would be the kind of the perennial classic NCTL teams. Peck at 5-2 against Kingston at 6-1 tonight in Kingston.
Very interesting Peck team. They've played well this year, 5-2. Would really need this game to really make a staple in the playoffs, but I think Kingston just is too much. Their quarterback too talented.
Dryden at 2-5, if this game's even happening. At Mayville, Mayville coming off that loss to Deckerville a week ago. Dryden, unfortunately, forfeited last week because their seniors are refusing to play. We're not sure if this game is even happening this week.
Yeah, and I think they have too many students
to qualify
for the playoffs, and they're not happy about that. That's a whole other issue. But even if they do play, I don't think it matters. Mayville will win that game. Dryden should probably win enough games to get into the playoffs before worrying about that.
And then, of course, our final game in 8-player football. North Huron hosting Deckerville. It's homecoming in Kindy tonight. Deckerville at 5-2, rolling through their schedule now with 4 straight victories.
Yeah, with Deckerville is just way too hot right now. I know they're banged up, but that team was very impressive. We saw last week, and I think Deckerville rolls again.
In 11-player football in the Greater Lem Conference, our crossover game tonight. It's apparently homecoming everywhere tonight. Lakers on homecoming at 6-1 in the season. They are hosting the Memphis Yellow Jackets at 1-6.
Wow, Memphis is not going to rain on their parade. Lakers wins easy.
Bad Axe at Caro in the Greater Them West. Bad Axe 4-3. Caro 3-4. This one could be an offensive shootout.
Oh, I absolutely think so. Coach Bitzer takes over for Caro. The athletic director stepped in. They threw up 39 points on Cass City last week. Bad Axe, got to be careful. Caro looking to play spoiler. I'm still going to go with Bad Axe. It's just their year, and I really want them to win and slide into that district with Sandusky, Lakers, and Cass City.
And our game, another game in the Greater Them West, USA at 2-5, traveling to Vassar, who is winless on the season at 0-7.
Yeah, Vassar has a talented quarterback, but absolutely nothing else. I'll take Connor Gettle and company. Give me USA.
And our final game in the Greater Them West, Reese at 2-5 at 6-1, Cass City, your Greater Them West champions.
Yeah, no doubt about it, and they will beat Reese as well to move to 7-1.
Cass City tonight, of course, would need to win. They already have clinched a share with a victory tonight against Reese. They would clinch it outright. In the Greater Them East, KPAC hosting Brown City, both teams at 2-5.
Yeah, neither team going to make the playoffs this year. A little backyard rivalry here. Give me Brown City on the road. Neither team really having that good of a season.
In the Greater Them East as well, Marlette at 3-4, traveling to Ubley. I do believe it's homecoming there as well. Ubley 5-2.
I'm seeing a pattern here.
I'm seeing a pattern, yes.
Give me the Bearcats punching their ticket with their sixth win to make the playoffs.
And, of course, our game here is Sandusky at 7-0, Harbor Beach at 6-1. And, Dave, on a personal note, we talked about this off-air, and we talk about this, I think, every week. It was, I think, 4 years ago when we hit, I think, five, maybe even six homecomings in a season. This is just our second of the year, and we appreciate when everyone does their homecoming in the same week. And, unfortunately, for us, it extends our broadcast. It's a lot of hoopla, and when we're trying to predict how things are going to go down to the second, it can make things a little bit hairy for us.
Oh, sure can, and that just means that everybody has to listen to us a little bit longer. So
yeah,
I don't know if that's the worst part. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad
thing,
I guess.
That is the worst part, for sure. So our predictions are in for the media roundtable. Three of the four picking Harbor Beach, Paul B. Adams, Doug Cole, and Mike Gallagher. Paul B. Adams and Mike Gallagher each picking Harbor Beach by 8 points. It's going to come down to the most accurate point differential with the winning team, if that's the case for those two. Doug Cole picking Harbor Beach by 5 points, 26-21. And Dave Hansen, the low Redskin prediction, he's picking Sandusky at Harbor Beach. Sandusky winning 36-30, a 6-point victory for the Red and Black. It's time for a short break. We are 29 minutes away from kicking off week number 8, the final week of divisional play in the Greater Them Conference, as the Sandusky Redskins travel to Harbor Beach in the Greater Them Conference. Right here on WLW Sports, your home for high school football and sports radio 102.1, and live and worldwide at WLWSports.com.
Since Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick opened its doors, there's never been a better place to buy or lease a new Chevrolet or Buick. They stock an average of over 100 brand new cars, trucks, and SUVs on their spacious lot. Their generous trade-in allowances result in nice pre-owned and certified vehicles from local or regional drivers, maybe even someone you know. The word is spreading throughout the Thumb and mid-Michigan. Drive to the shore and save more at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 in Sebring. Call 989-883-2100 or visit mooreshoreline.com. Chevrolet, find new roads.
At Sure, one of the common questions we get is, why is this place so different, and in a good way? It could be because of our primary care clinics in Sebring, Pigeon, Caseville, Elkton, and in the future, Bad Axe. It could be because one of our three senior living communities, or maybe one of our four pharmacies, or the fact that our ReadyCare clinic is open 362 days a year, our hospital is rated the cleanest in the state of Michigan, or that we provide school clinics for Lakers and Caseville schools. That's great and all, but that's not why. It's the people. At Sure, we care. We listen. We want to understand your needs so we can provide the best care possible. Our cast of nearly 500 Sure teammates live here in your community to take care of your community. It's really that simple. So if you want to experience what it truly means to be Sure, visit one of our many locations or go to sure.org. And if you're Sure already, thank you. It's an honor that you entrust us with your health and wellness. So say it with me. Sure. Better health, better life. Are you sure?
Valley Enterprises, a fast-paced and innovative plastics division of the Gemini Group, is looking for the right candidate to fill the position of operator. This position provides Valley with basic operational support in a plant setting. Training is provided for all tasks. Valley offers a competitive hourly rate, health, dental, vision, and life insurance, 401k, vacation and holiday pay, and referral bonuses. If you would like to join their team, apply in